Hello? Hello? If you're talking, I can't hear you.
Hello?
Hello? I was just like, hello?
Hello?
Are you okay? Are you okay?
I was waiting for the other person as well.
I was just like, hey!
Hello.
Who's the other person? All right, let me get you in. Let me get you in.
He's here. Hello.
Oh my god. We're here. Welcome.
Hello.
Who are these two? Oh my god, this is not your chibi. This is like your full body on Fugi.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm putting that in right now. Oh my gosh, where are you? Oh, did I not even save it?
Like,
I didn't even save the illustration.
Oh my god.
I know, and you're just like, Hislin, I don't know how long I can stay. And I'm like, give me a sec, let me get your PNGs in right now.
I don't remember having that as my PNG, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. I put a hat on you. I put a hat on you.
Oh, it's my birthday now.
Do you not wear birthday hats for other people's birthdays?
There's only one to go around.
There's, yeah, only one hat. Oh, my. I got too lazy to Photoshop a hat on you, Mume, because, like...
Oh, yeah. That's okay. I was kind of late. I have feathers. It's fine.
We didn't know if... we found out, just like how I showed up to Zeta's party last minute, they also showed up. We also figured out they can come in very last minute, too.
Oh, yeah. Very last minute. And they're like, you know what's funny? Like, Mumi, I think... Mumi told me when it was like one day before my birthday, Mumi was like, oh, I set up the wrong alarm and I stayed up for nothing. I did the same thing but for someone.
Yeah.
It's awful. It feels so bad. I was about to cry, like messaging you.
I was so sad as well. I was like, Slynn, I'm sorry, I don't think I can come.
And I was like, and I was like, well, maybe we'll find out tomorrow. And then she's like, huh? Isn't it today? And I was just like,
isn't it in 4 hours?
I'm like, no?
Oh, wait, at least you didn't like feel like you missed it. You were just prepping for it.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, it wasn't like you thought you slept through it. Because that's what I thought. I thought I slept through it, and I woke up and you sent me a message about something else. And before even processing what you said, I just started screaming.
You're just like panicking. You're just like, oh, yeah, shit. Oh,
And I was panicking as well. I thought I was like, I thought I was in the wrong. I was like, oh my god, maybe it is tomorrow.
He's like, did I forget my own birthday? Did I just miss my birthday?
I never forget. My memory is just so advanced that I remember a day ahead.
You can just see the future, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then... Yeah, and then Zeta slept at like 4 or 5 a.m. at that day when she messaged you. Yeah.
I stayed up for it because I was like, I don't want to sleep through it, right? I was like, I'm a heavy sleeper, so I was like, okay, might as well stay up for it.
But then your plan was to stay up till like 9 in the morning.
No, I thought it was 7. I even got the time wrong. It's bad. I mean, to be fair, I do the same. If there's something I have to be awake up or wake up for at 6 or 7, I'll just stay awake.
Oh, honestly, true.
It's normal.
When I have a stream that's on like 5 in the morning, I'm just like, what sleep?
I go to bed at like 4 a.m. anyway, so what's the point? Just 2 extra hours.
Exactly.
Wait, I don't want to bed at 4. I'm responsible. Never mind. Yeah.
Being degenerates, let's go.
Let's go.
It's
like, why bother?
Exactly. Oh, I had... For this birthday, I had 3 hours of sleep for this birthday.
I think that's normal for birthdays.
I think, yeah, I wrote, yeah, I was like, I think, like, I was messaging you both, I was like, I'm so stressed out for the birthday. I was just like, how did you guys, oh my god, because you guys just had your birthdays, like, Zeta just had her birthday, and then I'm just like, oh my god, I hate planning birthdays.
Yeah, like, I couldn't say anything reassuring. All I could say was, yeah, it sounds about right that you're feeling that way. Yeah, yeah, you should be, yeah.
Yeah. I, yeah. I think I was like, well, it's pretty stressful. Good luck. But because you were doing a lot, and the 3D, I watched the beginning of the birthday. This one, it was so good.
Oh, thank you. I'm just happy. I'm happy. Like, it's done. I'm just like, oh, thank God. Like, it's just a huge weight off my shoulders. I'm like, oh, I'm free. I'm free.
You're free.
I'm free. Oh my god.
Oh my. I didn't say happy birthday yet, by the way. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Is that happy birthday for coming over?
Happy birthday. Oh man. Hey, at least, you know, we got the times right this time. We got it right this time. All three of us. We
none
did
of
it.
None of us missed anything.
Yeah, none of us missed anything. Why is everyone crying? Because we're anime girls.
Oh, yeah.
We're anime girls. We're prone to cry.
Yeah, it's in our genetics.
Oh my gosh. I love when anime girls cry. It's so beautiful.
Oh,
the way they animate it.
Yeah.
Like, when it's animated, you know?
Yeah. I thought you just like seeing girls cry.
No!
I was like, damn, man.
Do you like making them cry? Or is it just a side of them crying?
Listen. Okay. Never mind. I'm not going to go too far.
No. Please go too far for us.
Okay. Sometimes, I like animation a lot. And I was going to say, well, at least when it's anime, they leave out, you know, the gross parts. Like, oh, it's not... And, you know, all that stuff. But, I mean, sometimes when they animate it, it's just more realistic. It makes you go, whoa, I felt that in my heart. Or something. I don't know. It's so it pleased me. I don't know.
It's pleasing.
It's pleasing. It makes me happy.
It looks so good.
No, I get that. Like, I feel like when animators, they do, like crying scenes, they just go, like, put all their budget in there. Like, you see the fucking liquid of a tear, too. Like, you see all the tiny liquid and the sparkling. And then you see, like, the little, like, twitches on the nose and everything.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, guys, the people who, like, who the guys who don't know, never seen like a real girl cry, it's ugly.
What do you mean she doesn't hide her face and she doesn't go? It's gross.
It's gross. There's a reason why we hide our faces when we cry. You don't want to see what that looks like.
Sorry that we don't produce beautiful tears.
Don't look at the disappointment. Don't look at my nose.
No, don't look at how red my face is. Like, oh man, like when you scrunch up your face when you're crying, you're like,
yeah. Ooh, it hurts.
Oh yeah.
Mm,
anyway.
It's an exercise. It's a facial exercise.
Do you cry a lot?
No.
Is that your daily exercise? You cry every day just to get those calories out?
No, I was just thinking of a game I played recently that had facial exercises that I still do not understand.
What? What game was it?
Pokemon? What?
Facial exercises.
Is this a spoiler? I don't want to spoil anything, but I can't really even explain it because I'm still confused.
What? Okay, it's all right. It's all right. I love spoilers. What about you, Zeta?
Facial exercise? Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Do you guys make a lot of facial expressions when you play game, especially like FPS stuff?
Well, I just opened my mouth.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Like, oh. so scared too. I'd be so scared to look back at
what faces I look like. If you like record your face just to see what you look like while playing FPS games.
Nope. No way.
No. Oh no, no, I accidentally recorded my, like, had a recorded myself on accident. And then I was just like, oh my god, dude, what the fuck? Close your mouth. Close your mouth.
Your mouth breathing.
That means you're focused, though.
Yeah.
I think it's the way to focus. Some people, like, stick their tongue out when they're focused.
What? Oh yeah, like. When they're when they're aiming, some people not like aiming, but just like doing general stuff.
Yeah, like a dog. Like there's a really specific way they do it. I don't know how I would
like tongue to the side, right?
Yeah.
People always do it for like animation and stuff when they're focused. The tongue to the side. They're seen in real life though.
Kind of mischievous in a way, like you're plotting something, but you're
just,
I've seen it in real life.
In real life? Oh my god,
yeah, I don't do it, but I've seen it.
Yeah. I like how Mume is like the observer, like she just watches everybody, like, oh, what is your face gonna be like today?
I watch. She so gonna many cry things. Today? She's gonna put her tongue in her cheek? Like, what is happening? And she's like analyzing people's emotions.
I analyze a lot. Usually, though, I won't look at people if their face is towards me because I'm too scared they'll look back at me.
Oh, yeah.
So it's if, like, their head is turned, but it's the best when they're on their phone or they have a computer or something, then I can see what they're doing.
And you're just like, hey, oh, like, when you, like, when you're in uni and then you just look at what they're doing in front of you, the people with the laptops, and you're just like, oh, that's not lecture notes.
Yes. You see, I go to civilization duties, which you could compare to university, and I've been noticing I had this one civilization duty. What?
Student?
Okay. Yeah, got person. Member of civilization there? And they were just watching wrestling the entire time.
What?
Yes, and it's not just this person, because I remember the back of people's heads. There's to watch wrestling.
There's wrestling?
Wrestling is fun, though.
It is pretty fun, but like...
Why would you play that when people... Like, it's so distracting. I mean, what are you doing?
Oh my god, I think like for me the most I think the one time the most I saw from like people was someone playing PUBG. PUBG. I remember PUBG? It. Yeah, I saw someone did PUBG in Fortnite during class.
On a laptop? Oh, I guess it could run on
a laptop. Yeah, on a laptop. Yeah. Just turn everything low. Yeah, in class.
Why torture yourself even further in class?
It's because they don't want to take any notes. Like, why would you even go to class at that point? I guess, like, mandatory...
Yeah, what's the point?
Mandatory attendance.
Oh.
No, I would sit in the very back for classes so I can see everything.
Yes. Yeah, me too.
And see everything. It doesn't matter. I feel like professors would be like, oh, sit up close so you can, like, the better students who do well in their classes sit close front. Like, that's a lie. that's a lie. I guess it's because, like, the professor's so close to you, so you're psychologically, like, into, like, focusing more because you don't want the professor to be like, what are you doing? Like, you're not taking notes, you know?
I kind of assumed, like, you sit there if you're late and there's no other place for you to sit. So you're stuck at the front and it's really embarrassing because you have to go in front of all the people when you're late. And those are the only open spots.
That's true, because no
watch
one...
them, like...
Because no one wants to sit next to the professor.
No!
Poor professor.
No, then they make eye contact with you and it...
I don't like that. I hate it. Do your job.
And they're so into it, and their eyes are so wide.
Because, I don't know, maybe it depends if the person's really passionate about what they're talking about. Recently, I had this instance where I had to talk to somebody. They had the most beautiful eyes, but they were... The eye contact was the most intense thing I've ever felt. It was
like a stare down.
He would not... She didn't blink.
What?
And I had to really listen to her, but I couldn't... The more I stared at her, the less I could focus. Because I was just thinking about how... crazy her eyes are. Like, crazy cool, but...
Yeah.
Crazy cool.
Intense stare down experience. I had this one experience where I was, like, spacing out, right?
Yeah.
I was, like, daydreaming, spacing out. And I think, a random person thought I was, like, staring at them for no reason. So they were like, what you looking at? And look kind of...
Oh, that's so awkward.
I was like,
please don't confront me.
That's so mean.
Don't confront me. I don't do well in confrontation.
Why do people should have do stared that? Them
down. Yeah, you should have doubled down and just stared back at him. Yeah, don't say anything and just kept on staring. Then what are you going to say? They'll just leave.
Should have said you had something on your face or something. Not saying what it was.
Oh, and they'll think about it forever, too. Still be like... what's on my face, you know, to go to the bathroom, they're like, but there's nothing on my face. So they'll think for the rest of their lives, what was on my face when that one random girl told me.
And that's how for you asleep and never go back.
And then, yeah, that's how you assert dominance right there. Pro tip.
I should have used my, I recently did a blinking challenge. I should have used my skills on them and be like...
You should have got a recorded... You just looped the perfect recorded loop.
I watched it and I told Zeta this already. It was really funny because she didn't know she was streaming yet or she was live yet. And she was blinking and I was thinking to myself, wait, Zeta, is it that difficult? Because it was like 2 seconds in.
I didn't know it was...
You gotta look at your stream.
No, I was preparing, like, you know, before you wanna, you know, do a do not blink challenge, you might wanna blink a few times to prepare yourself.
Oh, you're doing like blinking exercises, right? You're doing blinking exercises.
I got caught. Moisture as possible.
Yeah.
Getting enough moisture.
How long did you last in? I saw the video of... I don't remember the time, though.
Let's see. Maybe like... 2 minutes? Less than 2 minutes? I was crying, though.
Movie's like, oh, it's beautiful.
I didn't see any tears. I was crying.
Mume was like, oh, you were crying?
Oh man, I gotta zoom in.
I gotta download the VOD. I gotta analyze that later.
Now we know how to cry on command. Just don't blink.
Exactly. Don't blink. That's all you need.
That's all you need. That would make sense. Oh, that reminds me. I used to... This is not really on topic, but I used to, make myself really mad.
Yeah.
So that I get it, like, my temperature would go up. And then I'd go to my mother owl and be like, I have a fever, I can't go to school. And that kind of reminded me of
it. Oh my god, that's so smart! What the... That's so smart!
How do you make yourself mad? Do you think of, like... angry thoughts? No, like you... I don't know how to explain what you do. You like just really focus and like feel it in your nose.
Uh-huh.
And you get your face really red. And immediately after, take your temperature. And it'd probably be a bit of like... enough above that you can fake...
Oh my god! How did you discover this?
Like... I was really young. I have no idea how I discovered this. I mean, the easier thing to do is run it under hot water.
Yeah, because you can't really, you know, they'll go to like some absurd amount of temperature and you're like, you're not supposed to be You're not supposed to be alive.
I mean, I think at that age, I wouldn't have known like what the maximum temperature our bodies could be to live. I don't think I knew what it was, so good thing I instead went with making myself angry.
You are so smart. Oh, so wait. So basically, you channel your anger energy onto your face so it becomes hot.
Like the physical. I didn't really think about things that made me angry. You just go weird.
You're like Dragon Ball Z. You just went, yeah. Wait, really?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good reference. Try it. I don't know if you want to try it.
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm going to try it right now.
I'm going to call in sick from Niji Sanji real quick.
Your mom. I'm going to see if I can produce a fever right now.
Oh my god. Sorry, Zay's
no
got a...
Yeah. I'm down with a... Me and Selene is down with a fever.
Gotta cancel stream.
That's amazing. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah, I never...
I didn't want to go to school. Or sometimes... I've done it before when I was feeling sick, but I didn't have a fever. And, you know, the only way you could stay home was if you had a fever, or it depends on the mother owl, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, well, if you don't have a fever, you're fine. You go to school. Yeah. So I was like, my tummy hurts. It makes myself really mad. It makes my tummy hurt more.
Make my tummy hurt more.
Like, I'm gonna hurt myself so I don't have to have an education.
I didn't want it. I wanted to sleep. So I don't have to sit in the front and have a stare down with that.
Honestly, mood. I just want to sleep.
Or when I didn't have my homework done.
It's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I would just be like, okay. I don't know if you guys ever done it, but like when I was younger... You know how you're like, you can send online your, not online, but like email your professor or your teacher the homework, and then you don't finish in time. What I do is that I emailed a corrupted file.
Oh my god.
There's like websites that can corrupt your file, and then I corrupt the file and then send it to them, and then so then like they'll get back to me the next day and they'll be like, oh, so then I can't open your file, like can you send me a new, like can you send it to me again? It's I got you.
How many times could you get away with that?
I got away with it like 3 times because I used it 3 times. I did it 3 times, but not with the same. Obviously, not with the same.
Okay. Yeah.
Dude, person. I won't do it. Yeah, I'm not that stupid.
I wonder. I feel like I've heard of people doing that before. It kind of makes me feel bad. That must be so annoying. Okay. But also... I don't blame you at all.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, they have so many things to mark. So it's like, by the time they get to you, it doesn't really matter. You send it in a little bit late, you know?
Yeah, that's what I think sometimes. Like, they're not even going to grade this by the time I send it in.
Exactly.
Well, so what if... Maybe it's just the last one they get to. And that just happens to me when I... Send it in.
Exactly. I know, right? It's that. Look at that. See, life hacks. But don't do it more than once to one teacher because they'll find out. I feel like.
Once is the maximum.
Yeah, one is the maximum. Like the second time, they'll be like, 2 times your files got corrupted. That's a little bit
three
sussy.
Times. Three. What's wrong with your PC?
Yeah, yeah.
You have
four.
Malware.
You're like, at that point, you should get another PC at that point.
Ask for a screen recording. How are you saving it? How is it getting corrupted?
Yeah. You're like,
what are you doing wrong, Selene?
What are you doing?
Yeah, let me watch you save your file right now. And now open it up again. You're like, why haven't you been like checking to see if your file can be opened before you send it to me?
Some might do that. Be like, well, you should have checked before.
Yeah, like, oh, it worked before. It must have got corrupted during, you know, during the email process. Thanks, Google. Fix your server. Yeah. Yeah, Google, $1 billion company, and you corrupted my file for my very important homework for my teacher.
Yeah. We can blame it on anything, but us.
It's my birthday.
Oh, it's my birthday too. I have a hat.
Oh yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, both of you.
Yeah, and it's not Mume's birthday because she is not. Oh, she doesn't wear a hat.
It's not my birthday. No.
No hats for you.
There's a hat laying around in the corner left.
There is, but that's Chad's hat. All right, Chad, we're gonna.
Chad, I'm sorry. Wait, your birthday is over. It's Mumi's birthday now.
I'm sorry, chat. Thank
you. Let us see you cry.
Oh my god.
Now cry. Punishment
hat. It's a dunce hat.
Now cry.
I asked for too much.
You asked for too much. Now you have. Now you have a hat. What do you mean? That's all you wanted.
I deserve this.
Look at those upper neck strength. Yeah.
Look. You are the birthdayest of them all.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Mume.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Okay. God. Okay, I don't know if I could tell this story. I just thought it was like a really... I just got reminded of this story. Wait, I'll ask... Mume, I'll ask your permission, but...
Oh.
The story I wanted to tell, because I was just thinking about it, was before we both got into our respective companies, that thing that happened. Can I tell that, or would you not?
Oh,
I thought it was really.
I thought about that for so long.
Yeah, he did that.
And I was like,
I guess you can say, what's the comp? Okay, sure.
Okay. So, basically... it was so funny because we both thought... I thought Mume was joining me in Yisanji, and Mume thought I was joining her in And we both, I asked her, I was like, oh my god, you coming over? And she's like, oh my god, I am! And you are too! I was like, yeah! And then we, you know, we found out we were both not. We were both on opposites. I thought about this for so long, honestly. I was just like, I can't believe that happened. Because we're like, oh my god, wait. And then we realized, we're like, wait, I don't think we're talking about the right.
How long did it took you guys to realize?
She was like, are you doing, like, it was very vague. Yeah. But she asked if I was doing something, and I was like, I haven't heard anything about that thing. And I think they were like, oh.
Yeah, so then we're like, oh, no way. And then I was like, wait a minute, we should like actually talk. And then we were gonna like have like a call, but then we both got so busy that we never like called each other to figure out what the fuck was going on. And then. And then we're like, I can't believe I think about this so much. I was just like, I can't believe that happened to us.
I felt so weird.
I wanted to like message you for the longest time to be like, I can't believe we thought that like we both were like supposed to be in the other.
You guys held it in.
Yeah.
It must pop up in your mind like often.
Yeah, it did when we like started talking. I was like, I can't believe that. I can't believe that.
There you go. know, chat, some deep lore.
There's a lore review.
Looking back, it's really funny, but I was so worried.
Yeah,
I was
like, me too.
I was like, I'm sorry.
Oh my god, yeah, it was like, oh my god. That's why like I got nervous messaging you too. Because I was like, oh my god, I can't believe. Oh my god, can I even like talk to you after that?
I know, I mean, you were brave because it would have held me back too. Because I was also like, yeah. I don't know if I should say this.
But yeah, deep lore reveal. I finally, it's gone. Oh my god, finally. I feel so much lighter after that.
Oh my god. I feel like it's meant to be.
It's a good story.
It's a, yeah, this is a good story, is it? It's like, I can't, yeah.
Oh goodness, oh goodness.
Yeah, I was like, God, I'm so glad, like, I don't have to think about that anymore. Because it's out there now.
Yeah.
It's out there now.
It's been occupied your mind.
I do think about it, like, I'm just like, oh my god, I can't believe, like...
It's so interesting because, like, I also thought about it, but now I'm like, wait, she was thinking about it too.
Oh my god, we
said it for like a year, like from afar.
Yeah, a year, and then just like about then look over there as like there's movement.
There she goes.
It's like a hidden knowledge.
What's that, oh no, I can't think of the GIF. I can draw it one day.
You draw, oh shit!
There's like, you're passing by on the street, you kind of make eye contact, you do a little nod, like... Yeah.
I just realized, we three all draw.
Oh yeah!
We three all draw!
Yeah, we do!
Have you guys seen that latest, like... art collab where, okay, not latest, but like it's coming back where people would, one would do the line art, one would do the shading, and the other would do the colors.
Oh, yes,
I know the meat. Yeah,
yeah, I saw it coming back on Twitter. People are bringing that back.
Oh,
I think
it's art so collab.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wait, are you implying we do one? Or wait, what is this?
Which one? What?
Wait. Do you want to... Wait, are we... Wait, what?
We should do it.
Okay, yes, okay.
Yes, we should do it. It was like, should we?
I was confused for a second there.
Can I do line art?
Yeah. Was it someone...
Are we not gonna take turns?
I was like, no!
Grid? Yes, it is.
Okay.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I haven't done stuff like this in so long.
I know. Hey, I was thinking about it. I saw it come back. I was like, oh, this was like one of my favorite art trends, honestly. Because it's so cool to see different art styles coming together through different ways.
This one, I think they are called memes, like art memes, and that was the first like introduction I had, or the introduction I had to the word meme. I always related it to art, and I also called them memes. Yeah, did you guys ever see the ones where it was like you fill it out
the
like
form?
The whole comic kind of thing?
Like the what was it? It was on the art meme, like the one with the cat, right?
Wait, what?
Have you ever seen the original
the cat one?
The original art meme that started all the It's basically like questions, and then you answer each question with a drawing. Neko's art meme. Have you guys heard of that?
Let me look it up. That might be what I'm thinking of.
I'm gonna look it up.
Art meme. Oh wait, I can't find it.
Oh wait,
is it news?
It is.
I can't find it either.
Oh my
news
god,
news art meme.
Look out!
Yes, news.
Yeah, news. Yes.
That is exactly
what it is.
Yeah. News Art Meme and NYU Art Meme. That is the first introduction to memes for me too.
Yeah. That,
have you ever seen that one, Zeta?
This one I've seen. I was like, nickel art meme.
Yeah. I just remember her as a cat. That's all I remember.
I remember this.
Yeah, that shit was like, oh my god. And then you get like a... They made a sequel to it. I don't know if it's the same one, but they made a sequel to it where there's like... you get like a partner to do like the other half. You do one half and then the other person draws the other half.
Yeah!
I remember that one too.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, I love the art trends. Yeah. Make our own new art trends.
Make our new art meme. The VTuber art meme. Oh my god. New idea, VTuber art meme. All right, chat. Someone
what
else.
What do you do?
I don't know. Someone in chat will figure out the questions for us. I'm outsourcing.
Like, the art trends that I know of, I think, like, recently it's been popping up, right? The one we talked about, the line art, color shading. And then there's, like, draw one character in different styles.
I remember those.
Yeah. And then, like, draw each other's character or something.
Yeah, draw them in your own style type of stuff. I've always...
Yeah, so many trends.
I've always, like, wanted to... Oh my gosh, it's just, like... I think replicating other people's styles is one of the hardest things in art.
It is.
I don't think I can... Especially, like, simplistic styles. I cannot... Like, the... I'm sorry, I saw someone in chat talking about, you know, the newest art trend? If you... X amount of likes, they start stripping.
The more they like, the more like I get a sweater, and then I get hot chocolate.
Oh, so
and I get
cute.
A scarf.
That's cute. I retweeted mine.
Yeah. Mine's are all about stripping.
Oh, I've actually seen one for you. Never mind. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I saw like two actually had like wholesome ones where it's like one was like give Selene items and stuff, and then they chat like the comments would be tell like what items are they gonna give Selene, and the other one I saw was like, oh, make her eat spicy things after X amount of likes.
Oh,
spicy. Oh, are you not good with spicy food?
I am like as good as one can be for being Asian.
I saw your sriracha challenge.
Oh yeah, the sriracha was all right, but then it was the ghost pepper. I drenched that shit in. The thing is, I drenched it in like weird food items, like cinnamon rolls and like sushi.
Oh, okay. I was confused because when I watched, I don't think I realized maybe you were on it. Or maybe you were just sick of sriracha. Because, like, yeah, sriracha is not really spicy.
Yeah.
It's just that if you have a lot of it, it just is kind of gross.
That's just like, too much.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think I saw the ghost peppers.
Oh, yeah.
God, Mume, do you know? So, like, right after her ghost pepper stream, she DM'd me and was like, out of nowhere, Selene's like, Zeta, you should definitely try the ghost pepper. And I literally just saw her dying like 5 minutes before.
Yeah,
that's
like, I'm
she's
okay.
She's gonna tell me to try it. Okay, I see how it is.
But think
share
of
your
the
happiness with your friends.
Exactly. Think of the content.
Oh gosh. Are you good with spicy, Zeta?
Oh, I'm good with spicy, I think. Right. Yeah, I'm
ghost
pretty
pepper.
Good. Are you good with spicy?
Not ghost pepper good.
Oh, whoa. You guys should do the spice challenge then to see what your tolerance is.
I'd be curious, yeah. I just get scared of making gross noises. Because whenever I see other people do it, they make really gross noises.
Just never rewatch the VOD. Is that just never rewatch it?
I hear it as I do it.
We're like, okay, best solution. We're like buy head, like, you know, sound canceling headphones so you don't hear your voice.
Oh my god, I feel like I'm dying. Like,
god,
there's not even any point in screaming for help.
I like the pain that comes with spice. What?
Huh?
What kind of pain? Like the pain in your nose, the pain in your mouth,
or the pain in your butt,
or in your eyes. Oh, in eyes? No.
Wait, what? Yeah, you do not touch your eyes after that.
Oh no, I'm not touching your eyes.
I meant just crying.
You actually have to go to the hospital if you're touching this.
The last time I touched a really hot pepper, I forgot what kind it was. I just touched it, and 2 hours later, I guess I didn't wash my hands enough, touched my eye. I could barely open my eye the rest of the day.
Oh!
It wasn't a ghost pepper. I don't know what pepper it was, though.
I think it was a ghost pepper.
I'll send it to you guys. It's like level 50.
Level 50? Out of how many? Oh my god, max N?
Max, yeah. I had this with some food that I made.
Why?
Was it the one you sent me? The really messed up one?
No, you have that one. This one.
Oh, the one.
Oh, God. Oh. This one.
Oh, that looks so gross. It felt like you... I felt like...
What do you mean it's gross? I put my heart in it.
It looked like you made a protein shake or something.
I can see the heart.
Oh my.
For those who are curious, it's the infamous special meal that she made for herself on stream. Every time special I look at it, meal. Every time I look at it, I get a little bit sick.
Maybe this would go well with ghost pepper. Maybe the ghost pepper will, like, you know, like, make the, like, the food not taste as pungent.
I think at that point you'll just taste the ghost pepper. You don't even taste anything else.
Oh, that's even better.
Doesn't even taste. It's just heat, isn't it? Does it have a taste?
It has, like... Like, if spice maybe, has a taste, that's it, basically.
Oh, I see. Maybe at first... In my experience, when I've had really spicy food, like, you taste it at first, and then it comes later.
Oh, yeah, it just gets more spicy as the time goes on. That shit sucks.
That's dangerous. Because you think you're okay, or you're like, oh, I'm a pretty high tolerance. This isn't that bad. And then 15 seconds later,
you're just like,
does milk help?
Milk helps.
Yeah, milk helps a lot. Milk, like, basically, like, neutralizes the spices. And that's why you don't drink water, because the water makes it worse. It, like, inflates the spices.
I've seen people drink soda with it, which I assume would also make it worse.
I have never heard about soda, like, using soda to...
Maybe not for balance. Challenges, but I've seen people eat spicy stuff and with soda, and I would just think, isn't that worse?
Soda does help. People are saying, oh, okay, never mind. People, my chat's not a hive mind, it's 50-50.
They are a hive mind, they're just an indecisive hive mind.
They're indecisive, they're just like, oh, yeah, but maybe not.
I googled and I heard draining your saliva works because most of the spice is there. No, I'm being serious.
I just the image of draining your saliva. You just get like those, those dentist gross, suckers.
Right? It's gross, but at the same time, it's like the leftover spice kind of just... Because if you're keeping it inside, then it's like...
Yeah.
It's gonna stay... spicy forever.
Yeah, and also that sucks, but also I don't want to have a dry mouth. Dry mouth is so weird. Like, you know, like after the dentist visit when they like suck out the drool on you in your mouth, and that shit feels so fucking weird. Yeah. It's just the spice sucks, but also, oh gross, dry mouth.
You have to make it.
Sacrifices must be made.
I realized it has been 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you gotta do your duty.
Wait, really? Said, oh, I might have to leave after 10 minutes. We have stuff we have to do. Well, I like procrastinating. Thank you for enabling my procrastinating.
And also the fact that you're appearing offline because you don't want to...
Oh, I've always stepped offline. Always.
Stassa, no one knows if she's online or not.
It's a mystery. When they want me offline, I'm online. It's a bit of both.
I was so surprised to see, Zeta, you were online. I was like, oh my god, you're not hiding right now.
I'm never online. I'm always on busy. Yeah, I'm sleeping busy, and still busy.
So you have your computer on.
They'll never know.
Oh no. Oh, I wouldn't know. Does it automatically go offline if your computer is off?
Yeah, because you're not online.
My computer's always on.
Yeah. You never turn off your PC?
What? I put it on sleep mode. Is that bad? The last time I did a shutdown was maybe like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay, 2 weeks. Okay. Oh, it's pretty not, bad, but like, it's not...
It's
like,
not as bad as I thought it could be. I thought it could be a year.
Yeah, a year.
Is it
or
bad?
A
cut. Do you shut down your PC every day?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I do. Because like... But what are you going to say, Mumi?
I used to not shut it down every day. I used to just have a laptop, like a PC laptop. Yeah. I never shut it off. And now the battery's completely messed up. But my laptop I have now, I still don't ever shut it down. It's always on. It's just sleeping. Its battery's also messed up now. I've just noticed the pattern.
Yeah. So if you keep it on all the time, it like deteriorates your parts faster, basically. So if you want to have like, you know, if you want your PC parts to live longer, you gotta shut it down. Because, when you're putting on sleep, it's not actually off. So your PC parts are still like in use, but if you shut it off, like, you know, don't shut it off all the time. Just like when you're done with it, you turn it off. Because if you shut it off too many times, it also like fucks with the PC.
What? You can never win.
That's not really true. Okay. Yeah.
I can try shutting it down now.
But it's not like
maybe not now.
Not now. You just can't put it on for too long, basically.
I just wanted to eat up your energy bill.
Oh. You're right.
People are saying it's not true. Was that a myth the entire time? Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Now I don't know. I started doing it because like my friends were telling me I had to stop keeping it on hibernate and sleep.
I turn it off because I just kind of get scared about fires or like something like going wrong. So I unplug everything once I'm done.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's probably safer, yeah.
It's probably... fire part is awesome.
I'm kind of used to fires. So.
What?
Oh.
What?
What do you mean by that?
Oh, nothing. I actually burned... So this is like something I already told my viewers, but I burned my kitchen once trying to cook chicken.
Where did you put the chicken?
Was the chicken okay?
The chicken is dead. I think it's even deader.
Okay, but was it good though? Was the chicken good?
Oh, well, the chicken... I didn't get the chance to eat it.
Oh, we'll never know. We'll never know the taste of the chicken. So, wait, did you burn it in the oven or like in the on the stove?
On the stove.
So it's just like the fire basically shooting up type of shit, right?
Yeah. Left the fire on for too long, just like how I left my PC on for too long.
Oh, gosh. I think one is more dangerous than the other. Careful,
Alright, so what we learned today is that we should not let her cook for us. We should not let her near the kitchen.
I'll eat it.
That, I'll give my portion to Mume. Oh, you know, like people, like when they're at a dinner table and they don't want to eat the food, they just feed the dog, and then like Mume's like at the next to the table. I just like throw the food under the table for her.
That sounds like a dream. I've always been jealous of dogs, so.
That's your life. That's the dream life. That's like your end goal. Be the dog that's under the table.
back to talking about going to school. Growing up, like there's a dog, and every day I'd go to school and look at my dog sleeping, and thinking, I want to be you so badly. I don't want to go to school. I just want to sleep all day.
God, why do I have to channel my anger and pretend I have a fever? Right? Sleep. This is unfair.
I think almost every morning I think, gosh, I love that dog, and gosh, I wish I was that dog.
You're just like, God, what a life. Sleep, eat,
No responsibilities. And I even was thinking, like, I was like, oh, then I wouldn't be able to draw. Oh, I wouldn't be able to do things. So, like, I'd be a dog. I wouldn't care. Yeah, I wouldn't do it anyway.
You wouldn't care. You're just like, when's food, human? And you're like, yeah, pick up my poop, human. That's the life.
I'm 15 minutes late.
Your entertainment is chewing on things. That's such a simple life.
That's so good. What a nice life. You're just like,
what I speak.
And then you're like, I'm sad, human, pet me. Now I'm not depressed anymore.
Yeah, a pet is enough. Like,
give me appreciation for just living my life. Give me love.
No taxes. They don't have to pay for taxes. Oh, so true. So true.
Right. You don't have to think, well, what should I eat for dinner? It's just there.
Oh, true.
Don't have to make decisions for yourself like that.
Oh my God, if only. Maybe, you know what? Maybe when we grow up, we can be a dog one day. Okay, I just realized thinking about that sentence out loud might not... Maybe I don't want that, actually.
Why not?
Because there's other meanings to that.
We can all be a dog.
There's other meanings to that sentence, guys.
To being a dog?
Oh, they are so innocent.
Wait, is it spelled differently?
No. They're so innocent, chat. They're so innocent. Have you guys ever been to a mall and then see people leashed up in public?
I cannot say I've seen that.
Okay, I've seen that like twice in my life. I was in a public mall and I saw like a couple, and then like one of them was leashed and then the other was holding the leash, and I was just like, there's kids here.
But there's just a dog on all fours?
There's no dog! There's no dog movement.
Oh, the human was
people.
On all fours?
Yes.
No. But I mean, if I saw it, I'd just be like, oh man, they're living the life. They gotta be a dog.
I mean, if I saw it,
they're doing it. You're right. They're doing it. They're living your
dog.
They get to live the dream.
They're living the life.
They're doing it.
That's a Google system.
don't Google it. Don't Google it.
It's too late. I already Googled it.
I'll Google it later.
I said, how do you feel?
Oh, is it this one?
You're not leaving.
Wait, I'll
send it to you.
He's living the life. He doesn't have to worry about where his food's gonna come from. He doesn't have to worry about taxes. God.
He doesn't. You're right.
On the ground. He's on a different level.
He doesn't have to worry about anything.
properly, I think to properly be like a dog, you like, why use your knees? Dogs don't do that.
How dare he not be like correct in his dog RP? Yeah,
if he wants to be accurate,
you should use his toes. Correct posture.
Exactly. Correct pose. Like, why are you on your knees? You should be
like a baby. This looks like a baby crawling like that.
At least, yeah, not fully immersed. 9 out of 10. I'm not an immersed guy.
Yeah, I'm not convinced. He's a dog.
Yeah. Where's the ears?
This reminds me of human centipede.
Why? What? I can't leave now. What? Why?
Like the crawling position.
Have you? How many times have you watched Human Centipede?
Once.
I think that's already once too many.
It is super bad.
Did you watch it? Did you watch it knowing what it would be about going into it?
You knew what it was about?
I thought it was about mad scientists and then like human experiments. So I thought it was like action, mystery, crime, kind of, but then, yeah.
You thought it was gonna be mystery and crime for a human centipede?
I heard there was like bowel movements involved, but I was like, how bad could it be?
I think the mystery is why was it made?
Why was it on this? And then the fact that they had like two sequels right after that too. They had Human Centipede. You guys want to watch Human Centipede 2 together?
I've already read the plot and I'll visualize it now.
No,
for movies like that, I have that morbid curiosity. I look up what happens and that's enough for me.
Oh, same. Me too. I would look it up and be
recap,
like...
Recap, kind of?
There's like these like YouTubers that do like ending explained and stuff for horror films. Ooh. And then I would just like I won't watch the films itself. I would just watch the recap because they show like videos and images for the important parts. And it's like cliff notes, you know, like like spark notes.
Oh yeah.
And if it can be on YouTube, it's probably not too bad.
Yeah. And then I just never watch the actual movie. I'm just like, all right, that's good enough.
I don't know. I can't imagine just putting that much time towards it. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, Thea did that. She watched Human Centipede.
But she didn't read it before.
I get curious sometimes. It's enough. Once it's enough. And I already saw the recap beforehand. No. Actually, the recap after.
Which part did you stop at? Is it the part I'm thinking of? Is that where
there's
you're...
so many parts that I really want to stop. So like I don't know which
one. Zeta. Zeta.
Wait, did you keep watching after, you know, when the guy, you know, like the one that was attached to the butt, did you keep watching after that or did you keep going?
Well, I watched until pool scene.
That pool scene?
Like, dead.
There's a pool.
Oh god, there's I don't want to spoil for the chat. Just in case the chat wants to watch it. I don't want to spoil it.
I think
but,
chat
like,
wants
somebody
you to...
dies, right? Somebody dies.
In a horror movie.
Oh my god, really? Someone dies?
No. That's so sad.
In the Human Centipede film? No way.
Somebody says, no, Zeta, just say no. I don't want a ruined experience for you guys. You could watch it by yourself.
I think at that point, people want you to ruin the experience.
Wait, I don't want you to spoil it because I have to reread to remember what happens. So don't spoil it. Because I'm going to read
Nobody wants to be spoiled.
We can all just watch the Human Centipede together and watch it to the end.
And read it.
Oh, and. It's more fun when you bring friends along. And there's three of us just like the Human Centipede.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, my gosh.
Oh my god, it's all coming together. It's
as long as they don't kill an animal.
Oh, no.
I use that website, Does the Dog Die, before I watch movies.
Oh, shit. Me too. Oh. God, that shit's the saddest for me. Yeah, I hate that shit.
Too sad.
Or at least
that's the limit, right?
Yeah, that's the limit. It's like anything. It's like, oh shit! Like the human population is now back. Is like 1%, but the dog's alive. I call that a win.
the dog survived. Yeah. Happy enough ending.
Like there's only 20 humans left on the entire planet, but there's a million dogs. Hell yeah! Peace is restored.
Oh my gosh, I'm so screwed.
Oh god, I love how the topic first came up because of dogs and we ended at dogs again.
That's, yeah.
How do I
explain? It all comes back.
It comes back to the dogs.
What excuse could I make up for this project?
It closed the file!
It's set! You're already like a third of this, whatever is happening.
Just corrupt the file, we've learned already, Mumi. We taught you so much.
I'm just gonna stay up and finish it.
Oh no! Do you have a lot of work to do?
Yes!
Oh, no. I have so much, it's so stupid! Oh my gosh, I really started. I'm so like...
You're just like...
I just... It's honestly, you know, if I wasn't, you know, doing what I do... here, you know? As it, like, you know, if I wasn't streaming and everything, probably, I would be like, yeah, this isn't that much. But now that I have so much... He's like,
I can't survive. I'm gonna survive.
I think, you know, probably the other reason it feels like so much is because I've procrastinated.
And that is true for me, too.
As you can see here, it's been about 50 minutes over what I gave myself. I think I have
to. You have to, Mumi. You have to finish your work. It's time.
I'd rather do other things, but I'm.
No regrets.
No regrets.
Or we could just play Overwatch right now.
Message me at like 5.
Okay,
maybe I'll be done.
You're definitely gonna still be up.
Maybe
it's okay. I'm procrastinating as well. All
That's why we sleep so late. This is exactly why we sleep so late.
What is that? I didn't even sleep.
Oh, it's like
Let's go.
Bad life decision.
Let's go. Gonna repeat it tomorrow too.
Twinsies, no triplets. Let's go. He's just crying, and we've just accepted it.
Is Mumi crying?
Oh my god, it's beautiful.
Is it the tears?
It's the tears.
Wow. Don't do my nose.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. The snot's coming out right now.
I have to go.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for being born.
It's no problem.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming, Mumi.
Thank you, Zeta, for coming too. Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.